Morning, everyone. We're going to be doing the weekly broadcast, a few minutes with Walter Stickel on the Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy, Book 1. I'm not sure exactly what he's going to cover today, but we will be back at the top of the hour to start that broadcast. Well, I'm back here with Walter Stickel. Just turn the recorder back on, and Walt is going to be continuing his broadcast. The broadcast, Walt Stickel, Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy, Book 1. But today, Walt has told me that he is going to go in a little bit different direction, and I understand why. I think it's going to be a very interesting broadcast, because whenever you start talking about the Hegelian dialectic, you know, whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Biden or Kamala Harris or whoever it might be, it's very interesting. Walt, we've talked about, you know, who's going to be the next president? Who are they going to put in office and so on? It's just like you've often said, Walter, it's like a charade, or it's like a, you know, Donald Trump for years and years had a program called The Apprentice, and I remember watching that a couple times, and the big part of the program was when he said, "You're fired." Okay. And so, you know, but they didn't really fire Donald Trump, I don't think. I think they just gave him a respite. I think he's not totally out of the picture yet. But anyway, I'm going to turn the program over to Walt and let him kind of go whatever direction he wants to go this morning.
Well, I want to talk this morning about Donald Trump. And the next question that came to my mind is, I mean, Donald Trump's no big thing. I mean, you know, we all know it's nothing but a lie. It's a Hegelian dialectic between Biden and, I mean, Larry just mentioned it. But why should we talk about and waste an hour on Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is related to the people who are behind this pandemic. And you say, how's that? Well, let me make a statement. Rome fomented the American Revolution. This is their country, North America. I want to throw that in for Adeola. Because it's the truth. Right. It's the truth. The Jesuits are the ones that you know, hit the beaches and took over North America. And, of course, now I've already lost a lot of people in that state. and the fact that, you know, that George Washington is the father of our nation? Call no man your father. The founding fathers, every one of them were heathens. And now I've finished off the last two people that were listening. Okay, you know, because you know, I want to say this was not any animosity or trying to, because I last night again I was listening to York Glissman, The Hour of the Truth, and Tom Fress was talking about futurism, and Tom Fress calls futurism the greatest lie since the Garden of Eden. Now, this is not, and it was a good broadcast too. He cleared the issue on Zionism. You know, it was a good issue. It was a good broadcast. They have a series, Uncovering the Deception of Israel. See, in the fact that, that with futurism, Christ did not fulfill the 70th week of Daniel. And York and Tom do a great job in showing you that, you know, that you know, everything has been fulfilled to the T, see? Now, they didn't talk about the pandemic, and we could waste a lot of time on the pandemic. We could just, you know, I mean, but the pandemic is a total lie. There's no truth in it. And there's no truth in Donald Trump. Because the same people that run the Inquisition are running this Inquisition. There's no freedom of conscience. You have to take the shot. You have to be tested. And so you say, well, where does Donald Trump fit into this? Well, I got an article here by Sean Wilcox. He's from South Africa, and he's a Reformed minister, and I subscribed to his newsletter 4 years ago. I got this article that he wrote, The Donald Trump Victory. And I want to use this as kind of a guide, a format, and I want to read. He says in the first paragraph, he says, articles sufficient to fill libraries have been written and will yet be written by those inside the U.S. and around the world, analyzing the victory of Donald Trump over the Jezebel, Hillary Clinton, in the 2016 presidential election. And it is not my intention to write realms about it myself, repeating that so many others have said, but a few comments are in order. From one who is outside looking in, who loves the great land of America. You know, because this is where people, where, you know, my two study books, I call them the Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy Book 1 and Book 2. Now, one of the biggest lies that we have here in the United States is people do not know who fomented the American Revolution, that Rome was in the middle of it. And so how's that connected with Donald Trump? Because Rome elects the president. Both candidates, Democrat and Republican, are Roman candidates. And how do you say that? Well, every 4 years, when they have election, they have the Al Smith dinner in New York. And Donald Trump, he used to go with his father every year when they had the Al Smith dinner. And you know, he has great admirations. He has great admirations for the Catholics. And you know, there's so many places I could go here, but understand, up on my website, I'm gonna go to there.
By the way, that website is granddesignexposed.com. Granddesignexposed.com.
Yes. And understand, when you come to this page, before the pandemic, when you come to the page, you'll see the banner at the top of the page is the Jesuit connection to 1776 and the founding of America at the very top. Now, this is what I've added since the pandemic. I cover the whole pandemic in one little spot at the top. I put it right at the top, below, above the Babylonian connection. It shows the basilica in, it shows the basilica in Rome, and it shows you the basilica in Washington D.C. and the obelisk, the Babylonian connection, revealed in the Babylonian Talmud. And you know, see, the American Revolution of 1776 was counter-reformation, and so is the planned pandemic, is also counter-reformation. There's no freedom of conscience to the whole world. Look at what they're doing to Australia. You know, the same entity that ran the Inquisition and the Dark Ages run the planned pandemic. There is nothing new under the sun. Now, the reason York doesn't talk about this, because, listen, York's a very, God is guiding York. He can't talk about this on YouTube. He's worked hard. He has put out a lot of good history and information and the gospel of Jesus Christ. But if he said some of the things that I'm saying right now, it would never stay up there. They would take him down immediately.
Right.
Look at what happened to Carl Roberts. You know, I mean, they took him down. Now this is, I want to explain the coronavirus hoax. And it's up there on top of my page. This is solely what is going on. It's all a false flag. It's psychological warfare. And this is the definition of the coronavirus hoax. Psychological warfare. And in parentheses, I got Jesuit social engineering. So now here is what's going on in the world. Psychological warfare operation ushered in forced vaccinations, quarantines, relocations, incarcerations, travel restrictions, forced medical procedure, food shortages, and to bring in the New World Order. The UN Agenda 21. Now that's it. It's an operation to usher in forced vaccination. Is that happening? Quarantines? Is that happening? Relocations and incarceration? Is that happening? Travel restrictions? Forced medical procedures? This is the modern Roman Catholic Inquisition. Let's get right down to the nitty gritty. And I heard Richie from Boston, and Richie, I have total respect for you. And I'm glad that God has given you the strength to reveal some of the things that you have revealed about this, because Richie from Boston will agree totally about the psychological warfare. It's total psychological warfare. But understand, we're not going to change one thing. And this broadcast is not being said to I'm gonna attract an army. I'm an army, and we're gonna turn this around. No, we're not gonna turn. God is sovereign. God is in charge of this epidemic, this false flag. And now getting back to Donald, you know. Who is Donald Trump loyal to? Is right below that, right below the corona hoax, you know. You know, who's he loyal to? you know, because you see, Donald Trump, you know, and I'm jumping around here a little bit, but, you know, Sean Wilcox says, you know, he's not a Jesuit. He says in one of his articles, he said, Trump and Jesuits and accusations that he is a Jesuit agent. Yes, I am very well aware that there is stuff all over the internet about Donald Trump being Jesuit educated. Let me deal with this head on. Unfortunately, there are those who write without any proper understanding of the Jesuits or how they operate. The Jesuits control education. To control a culture, you have to control education. And yes, Donald Trump his son graduated from Georgetown University. And isn't it interesting that in 1789, the same year we become officially a nation, we have a Jesuit university in Washington, D.C. How many people stop and think of what that means? And that's where George Washington's stepchildren went to school. You know, and if you listen to Chris Pinto, the faith of our founding fathers, a great documentary. And I challenge anyone to go back to Chris Pinto's The Faith of the Founding Fathers and you listen to when he covers Thomas Jefferson, you know, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, all the staged founding fathers, every single one of them, if you listen to it, he makes a connection to the Jesuits. And the granddaddy, George Washington, he has a whole section, Washington and the Jesuits. And you know, you can only say so much on YouTube. I mean, this would never get off the page and, you know, they would never run it. Because I want to say, you know, America was founded to do exactly what it's doing. It's doing exactly. And, you know, I have no animosity towards anybody. But, you know, I've heard a fellow, you know, when I say this, I don't say this as animosity. But Tom Frest has called the Constitution of the United States a Protestant Constitution. And that Constitution is a universal document. It's a universal document. And another word for universal is Catholic. They threw in some Protestant principles, but that Constitution is not a Protestant document. There's nothing in the United States government. There's nothing that, only before 1776, there was less than there was less than 1,000. I forget the number now, but it was less than 1,000 Catholics. I mean, in other words, of the 13 original colonies, they were all Protestant colonies, and they all had constitutions, and they would not allow the Roman Catholic to hold civil power. I don't have that in front of me, but I did a broadcast on Lori's Talk News Radio years ago, and she had a copy of all these constitutions, and she read them right on the air. And And now there's a reason. There's a reason for it. You know, the United States Constitution is a universal document. And another word for universal is Roman Catholic. And in other words, there's nothing in the Constitution that outlaws Babylon. Babylon with freedom of religion is allowed. And so, if there's so much to say here, but you have to understand, I'm thankful for the freedoms that I've had and the freedom of conscience that I've had, but I don't have it now. Last night I just talked to a friend of mine in Canada. He's out of work. He's got to get a shot or go to, he has to get a shot to keep his job. He's a second. I also know a brother in Christ who lives in the United States, and he lived in Washington, and he had to quit his job. He either had to get the shot, get the jab, or quit. That's not freedom of conscience. And I've even heard a brother say that there isn't such a thing as freedom of conscience. Well, there is. My freedom of, why am I against the jab? I don't need a shot. First of all, I'm 77 years old. I'm ready to, I'm at the end of the caboose anyway. I might fall out at the back end of it anyway. Okay. And I don't need a shot to help me along. Because all it is depopulation. But I'm gonna shout out to Richie from Boston. That, I heard him say, some people are saying it's the Catholics. Some people are saying it's the Vatican. Yes, it is the Vatican. Is the Pope against the shot in the pandemic? Is the Pope against global warming? Because global warming and all this is all mixed together. And now we've got to get back to old Donald. Because when you start thinking about the founding of this country and the influence of Roman Catholicism, I have a book. I call it book two, but it's up on Amazon now, and it's and it's on Lulu. And it's on the founding of this country. And listen, I'm not an author. I didn't write this book. But the founding of this country is very, to understand what's going on today, you have to understand who founded it. Who was the one that fomented the American, who gained? Bill Cooper used to say, if you want to know something, on any kind of a law or document, who gains from it? Who gets the advantage? Well, look at Rome today. We have a Roman Catholic president, and we have 6 out of the 9 chief justices. And I believe with the appointment of the last one there, when Ginsburg passed away, Donald Trump, remember, this is what Sean said. He's not influenced by the Jesuits. See, he's not a Jesuit. Sean, if you're listening, he appointed 3 chief justices, 3, and every single one was a Roman Catholic. Now, is this an accident? Because I believe now there's 7 out of the 9 chief justices are Roman Catholic. And Jörg Glissman always used to say to me, when I talked to him, he said, "Good morning, Romerica," because that's what it is. I remember when he would say that, it would sting a little bit. I would say, you know, like, oh, come on, don't pick on the founding fathers. But, you know, this pandemic has did one thing to all God's elect. It's no doubt who. It's no doubt where this comes from and who's behind it. The biggest entity in the world, the biggest organization, the richest organization, and the biggest. Look at the real estate that Rome owns in this country. There's 28 Jesuit universities in this country. There's no other country that's got that many Jesuit universities. And in the book in chapter 31, you see the book, the second book there, you can get that. You don't have to buy it. You can go to my webpage and you can download the PDF file. We're not trying to sell books, but it's kind of nice to have it in your hand, you know, to read it. And except to read it, I have to always go to the internet to read it, and the internet could go away, you know. But I have got chapter 31 out of P.D. Stewart's book in there, in that little pamphlet, how America became a Jesuit enclave. And by the way, the book's got Tupper Saucy in here. Probably the two most important chapters in Tupper Saucy's books are the first two. Chapter one is Subliminal Rome, and the second chapter is Missionary Adaptation. How did they take over America? Through missionary adaptation. This is a Roman country. This is Babylon. And even Cardinal Gibbons. Now, Cardinal Gibbons, he was a cardinal during the Civil War in that era, 1860s. There, this is a quote. This is a quote from a cardinal of the Roman Catholic Church. He says, "The penetration of the religion of Babylon became so general and well known that Rome was called the New Babylon." That's in his book, The Faith of Our Fathers, a Roman Catholic, Cardinal Gibbons, on page 206. You know, when I get to talking, we're losing we're taking a lot of valuable time away from, because I only got 20 more minutes. We're taking a lot of valuable time away from Donald Trump. Why is this? What's the connection? Well, you know, one thing too is we've been lied to. You know, to be 77 years old and to have had so many lies. I've been raised on George Washington and the cherry tree, you know, and the founding fathers. And in my book, you know, the last chapter in my book, the last chapter in this book, you know, is faith. Christians and Babylonian politics, America's founding fathers blaspheme Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't write this article. But when I first got my webpage in 2011 and I started adding to my webpage, I met this fellow. First name was Scott. He was a young man about 36 or 37 years old. And he was a school teacher and he taught U.S. history. He taught U.S. history in Texas. Out of Dallas someplace in, you know, Dallas, Houston area. I mean, someplace I can't tell you exactly, but I mean, he sent this article to me you know. And let me read a paragraph of what the first paragraph of what he says. He says, about 4 years ago, I severed myself from politics. I don't care who is president of the United States, Israel, Britain, or any other country. Christians should not be concerned with these things because we are supposed to be called out and be a separate people. Politics is spiritual Babylon. And the political systems of men are not going to save us. Donald Trump is not going to save us. Look at the mess he caused and allowed. All the rulers of this earth are wicked and have rebelled against God. What fellowship has the light with darkness? You know, and you know, the reason I wanted to bring up Donald Trump is I'm not going to mention any names, but you know, I live in a little town here on the Oregon coast, and on the Oregon coast, there's a lot. I see this sign: Donald Trump won. Donald Trump won. And the reason I wanted to talk about Donald Trump, because people are blinded about this guy. I mean, it's amazing. Look at the rallies. Look at the rallies that he had when he was running for president. And he's already had his first rally in Arizona. Donald Trump wants to be called the father of the vaccine.
Do you think that Donald Trump, would it be a fair saying to say Donald Trump is counter-reformation?
Thanks for bringing that up, Larry, because see, I'm kind of jumping around because on my webpage, now I got distracted there. After, you'll see a boot on my webpage, granddesignexposed.com, and you'll see a boot on a guy's head. And it shows coronavirus lockdown. And the guy says, thank you. He says, thank you, government, for protecting me from a flu by completely destroying my livelihood, my job, my income, my marriage, my family, my health, my freedoms, and liberties. And what's interesting about this picture is on the heel of the boot is the United Nations. It's the symbol of the United Nations. And so when you find that boot on top of that guy's head, you swing over to the right and you will see who is Donald Trump loyal to? And just click on that. It's remarks by President Trump to guests at the Al Smith dinner. Who do you think Trump is loyal to? Understand, this was on the White House website. It's no longer there, but it's on Grand Design Exposed. And if I, you know, I think about, I mean, can you imagine Walt in the same room with Donald Trump? I would be lost for words. It would stagger me to be in a room with nothing but every, listen, you know, there's a difference between people that know the truth and love the truth. You know, the reason why we have the remarks by President Trump to guests at the Al Smith dinner is because of the pandemic. See, this last election, through the internet, that he had to mail this to the Al Smith dinner, and so did Biden. You know, and he says, let's kind of go over this letter. I want to thank Cardinal Dolan, a very special man, for his extraordinary stewardship of the Archdiocese and for his deep dedication to God and our nation. I also want to thank him for all of the help that he's given me in so many things, in so many different ways. Thank you very much, Cardinal. We very much appreciated it. Now, understand that I know and you know, he didn't write this. I mean, it's all a stage. The politics of Rome has completely taken over America. And they showed it in 1984 when they swore in Ronald Reagan. Instead of swearing him in on the west side, they swore him in on the east side, facing the obelisk. Every president since 1984 has been sworn in on the east side, facing the obelisk. And that's a sign that Rome totally controls America. Totally. And what you see in the president, and Sleepy Joe, and, you know, he called him Sleepy Joe. Well, old Sleepy Joe's in the White House. You know, I mean, you can't get angry at this, because you can't get angry because it's all a show. There's no truth in it. And I want to kind of go through now. He said, as you know, Al Smith dinners, unlike any others, sadly, our country and the entire world have been struck with a once-in-a-lifetime global pandemic. China shouldn't have let it happen. See, they're blaming it. It came out of a, you know, all this, everything you hear is a lie. Give you an example. 9/11. Everything that you heard about 9/11 never happened. Airplanes didn't even hit those buildings, okay? That was a CGI. An aluminum airplane, when it, any time aluminum meets steel, aluminum loses. And everything that you heard about 9/11 didn't happen. And it's the same thing with the election. He was supposed to have lost the election, see? Well, you know, gosh, look what how the Jesuits used him. First of all, unemployment was down the lowest it ever had been. We were energy free. We don't have to depend on foreign oil. The United States has got a glut of oil. It kind of takes my breath away when I mean, there's so much here. I mean, there's so much. And one of the reasons, you know, I didn't want to come to, I almost wanted to back out of this. You know, I wanted to back out of this. And I because what is it going to gain? You know, and I'm talking to you, Richie. What is it going to gain? Because Richie, everything you're saying about politics and everything is very true, but who's running the politics? Who's behind this? This is biblical, what I'm talking about. Rome is the beast of Revelation. Every single man in the Reformation, to the man, Luther, Calvin, Lattimore, all of the reformers, they knew who the beast was and who the Antichrist was. You know, I mean, the Antichrist is not coming in the future. And to really fully understand futurism, you need to go to York Lissman's website and listen to Tom Fress. I'm telling you, you know, I remember doing broadcasts with Tom, and I remember how years ago how it man, when I realized who the Antichrist was, then everything makes sense. You know, and then you'll understand the ecumenical movement. You know, I mean, this is, you know, Richie from Boston, this is biblical. And to Rusi, our brother over there in Finland, you know, the Antichrist is the papacy. And we've had 265 popes, and every one of them have been Antichrist. Every single one of them. And you know, one of the reasons that I put this book together is because of Ronald Cook. Ronald Cook wrote a little pamphlet, 60 pages. It was called The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. And, you know, this is something that I wrote in my introduction to this, when reading this book, remember, Ronald Cook wrote this in 1985. The world did not have a Jesuit pope. The founding of the Jesuits in 1534 was to counter the Reformation. Now, on September 24th, 2015, a Jesuit pope is coming to America to speak to a joint session of Congress. And he got about 20 standing ovations. And he spoke in the Capitolium. He spoke, a Capitolium that capital is a place of worship. And the apotheosis that's painted in the dome of the Capitol was painted by a Roman Catholic. And they deified George with all the goddesses, the Roman goddesses. You know, we don't have time to go into that, but, you know, you can get that in book one. But, in 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, 10 and 11, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that shall believe a lie. And as far as trying to pick one of the strongest, man, I'm telling you, and one of the biggest is free will. The doctrine of free will. Because where do all these false doctrines come from? Where do all these lies come from? They come from a man's free will. See, and now understand, this introduction is not to take away from the author and the points made in this book, but remember, the author didn't know that in 2013 we would have a Jesuit pope. I remember when my neighbor came by, you know, and he said, "We got a new pope today." And my neighbor, a streaming liberal, said he's a Jesuit. That was in 2013. When writing the Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy, he had no idea that in 2015, the Jesuits would have complete charge of Congress in 2015. Here, a Jesuit. I'll tell you, during the colonial days, I forget his first name, his last name was White, but they found him here in the colonies. They put him in chains and put him on a boat and sent him back to England. And he died in England. The colonial people knew who Jesuits were. That's why the Geneva Bible the Geneva Bible doesn't contradict the King James. But one of the reasons why they took that off the market too, the Jesuits had that to do, is because in the footnotes of the Geneva Bible, they tell you who the Antichrist is and who the beast of Revelation is. You know, and we had a tremendous discussion last night on our little call last night. You know, why do people want to defend Rome? Why is it? You know, you're talking to somebody that I was raised in a Lutheran, but I didn't have enough Bible. You know, my grandfather, one of his daughters married a Catholic, and he didn't go to the wedding. And I was told as a kid that Grandpa had an anger problem. No, Grandpa was educated. You know, how did Walt come to some of the knowledge I do have? I'm not an all-seeing, all-knowing. I don't know everything. But I tell you one thing, I've learned an awful lot. I've learned an awful lot from York Glisman and Tom Press. Listen, Tom Press wrote, he read some books. And by the way, he understands free will today. Tom Press, it's up there on my webpage. I'm linked to it. He read The Foundations Under Attack, The Roots of Apostasy by Michael DeSemlin. So York Glisman and Tom Press, they have the truth. They have the truth. And to know who the Antichrist is, it's staggering. And yes, there are many Antichrists. That's one of the oldest. If you take John where he says there's many Antichrists, of course there's many Antichrists. Anyway, I'm getting down to the where I got to sign off here, and I didn't really even get a chance to get into my total. Maybe we should take off from next week from where I cover this letter that was written to the Al Smith dinner, you know, and the Al Smith dinner people. I didn't know about the Al Smith dinner. The Archdiocese of New York sits in the middle of both candidates, and they have kind of a roast where they roast each other and say funny things. See, it's all in fun, which it is. I mean, Donald Trump is an actor. You know, and his show was The Apprentice. I never did understand what the total. Only thing I got out of that is he's fired. Well, he didn't get fired. He got appointed. Because Donald Trump didn't win the first election. That was probably. The people who think he lost the last one, he didn't win the first one. They were both rigged. It's all a show. I'm going to close with this. You know, it's all, you know, and I got off into the founding of America, but it's all a show. And anyway, I'm going to cut it off there, and next week we'll get into his message that he put out. It blew me away when I read what Donald Trump said. Of course, because listen, Donald Trump did not write this. He doesn't have enough history to write this. You know, Donald Trump, he has been spoon-fed. They planned on having him president 40 years ago, probably, maybe even 50 years ago. They were grooming him as president. I mean, we have been taken for a ride. And, you know, I'm at the end of the caboose, and there's not too many people back here in the back of the caboose that that, you know, that we in the back of this caboose kind of understand what's going on. But I love you and thanks for listening. If you've listened this far, you know, I didn't say anything negative against anybody. Same with you, Richie Boston. But, you know, this needs to be talked about because it's a spiritual battle and it's going to happen. We're not going to turn this around. What's happening in our society right now is in Revelations. The grand finale of Revelations is working out right now. So anyway, we'll connect next week. So go ahead, Larry.
Okay. Well, thanks, Walt, and I'll go ahead and turn the recorder off.